Hello, everyone. Welcome to our coaching call this week. So excited to be connecting with you today live. And wish I could see all of your beautiful faces, but I'll get to hear all of your beautiful voices. So welcome to your call. Let's just take a couple minutes here and a couple deep breaths to get settled in. If you're just jumping on the line, you know, definitely get your questions written down here so that we can really dive into where you desire support today and being present with you and helping you get the results that you really want to create for yourself. So let's just take a couple deep breaths to settle us into this space. Nice and deeply through your nose, deep down into your lungs, and exhale out of your mouth. There was a breathing technique that I learned recently, incredibly simple, but can be really helpful to just do a nice count all the way to three, breathing in. So one, two, three, in, and then exhale out for four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhale in for three, and exhale out four, five, six, seven, eight. And I find that it's something that you can be doing if you're, you know, out with friends, if you're working on your newsletter, if you're just having a moment where you're feeling a little bit stressed, that we so often hold our breath and do these short little breaths. I mean, you think about, they're often called bunny breaths in the yoga community. It's that short, fearful, trying our hardest, doing our best kind of breathing. And we don't want to live in that space. So it's really important to be aware of your breathing, to breathe deeply, to fill your lungs all the way. And there's actually sensors in the bottom of your lungs that allow your body to relax. When you breathe deeply, it triggers these and it allows your body to know it can relax. It's not an emergency. It doesn't need to sprint or run away from danger. And oftentimes we can treat our businesses, our newsletters, coaching with our clients as if we're in an emergency. And so if we can pull ourselves out of that emergency mode, we can make such better decisions. We can be really creative. We can be really present in the work that we're doing and work from this space of inspired action. And one of the simplest tools and tricks in the world is to be regularly aware of your breathing and use it to serve you. So let's go ahead and continue here for just a second to get ourselves centered in this space. Deeply inhaling in, count if it feels good to you, count in your mind. And as you exhale, scan your body and notice anywhere that you're feeling tension or pressure or need to make something happen. And as you inhale, ask for guidance. Ask for the answers that you need. Delegate it to higher power or to your highest self and know that you have all the answers that you need already within you. And when we can get quiet enough and when we can calm our minds enough to be able to listen and to connect in this way, it's such a game changer. So one more deep inhale in. And as you exhale, finally let your body soften. Let your shoulders roll back. Let your heart be open. And release any and all tension or need to make something happen right now. And with that, let's go ahead and dive in. So first things first, if you know you have a question, definitely get your hand up. Press star 2 to get yourself in line to make sure that I can see how many people that we have who have questions today so we can really make the best use of our time here. So star 2 to get your hand up, so start getting yourself in line. And before we go into that, I just want to check in with a little bit of a lesson that may serve you as well. And also just, you know, this is something that I use regularly in my business because I travel so much. If you want to travel a lot in your business as well, there's not always going to be great Wi-Fi. And it's something that I've learned, you know, from traveling to Paris and Mexico. And it can be a little bit exciting. It can be one of the things that can feel like a stressor in our business is knowing if we're actually going to be able to connect with our clients in these exotic locations. So something that I've started to use is, you know, I check on the Wi-Fi ahead of time at the hotel. Typically, if you're at least a four-star hotel, you're usually good. Unfortunately, I've had four-star hotels, specifically in Paris, where we changed several times, and we still did not have have service enough to be able to do a group call. So something that I've done is sign up for, it's called the Verizon Jetpack, and you can get it with lots of different services depending on who your cell phone's with. But, you know, even though my cell phone's through a different company, we still use Verizon for this, it's called a MIFI, and it's my portable Wi-Fi. So if you are ever out and about and you don't get back to your office in time for a call, or you're traveling and for some reason you don't have Wi-Fi, you have your own Wi-Fi pack that's with you that you can use at any time. And this has been a total game changer and lifesaver for me many times. It's something that we got originally when we moved into an RV for a bit to travel and live in the mountains. And, you know, who knows how often the RV parks actually have great Wi-Fi. So it's something that allowed me to keep my business going even though I wasn't hooked up to regular Wi-Fi. And the example today, we found out, we got a notice this morning, because I'm actually in beautiful Aspen, Colorado right now, and also the view is just gorgeous. I have these big floor-to-ceiling windows that are looking up at the mountain, and it's bright white ski slopes. They actually just closed the ski slopes a couple days ago, so the ski season's over, but it's beautiful here right now. And I was only supposed to stay here one night. I came in on Sunday. And I just didn't want to leave. It's really just gorgeous. And that's what these businesses are all about, giving you the spaciousness and the freedom and the flexibility to do what you're most drawn to in any moment. But I found out today that I actually wasn't going to have electricity this afternoon. They turned it off here about 10 minutes ago. And so first reaction could have easily been to freak out. More so I laughed. Like, what are the chances that they'd be turning off the electricity at the exact time that I was hopping on my group coaching call? And because I have my MIFI with me, I can turn on my own Wi-Fi so that I can still be working and connecting with clients and hosting my calls. And just a funny little side note, apparently the reason the electricity is out is because LeBron James is building a mansion next door to my hotel that I'm in right now, and apparently it's such a big structure that they have to put in a new electrical system. So the entire block here in Aspen has no electricity for the next 3 hours. But what I want you to know is life never gets perfect. You never get everything so perfectly organized and sorted out that you finally get to relax. You're going to have random things come up because that's what life is about. It's an adventure. Things change. You grow. Things shift. And that's the fun part of it. And if we'll stop taking everything as an emergency and use the breathing techniques that I recommended in the beginning to keep yourself really calm and centered, then you can make smart choices about how you can handle a situation. So this situation, luckily, is not stressful at all. I have the tools that I need here. I've got team on call if there was any concerns to be able to hop on the call and help me with that as well, and to keep everything moving really easily. And it also points out the fact that when you have those masculine structures in place, that's when you can be in the feminine. That's when you can be really free and flowing and working in that inspired way because you're supported and taken care of. So get your team members that you need in place. Get your website set up. Get the support. I was not one to be able to delegate much in the beginning. It just was not my forte. I grew up in a farming and ranching community where you do everything yourself. And one of the greatest gifts that I have learned is how to delegate. It brings me so much freedom and so much joy. And I so see the value of the investment at this point. So, and keep this in mind for yourself as well. It means so much to me when I get to invest in someone who's going to make a job easier for me than when it makes things so much easier for me when I get to invest in someone who's offering a service that means a lot to me. You know, I had someone put together a sales page recently for me for an upcoming program, and I was thrilled to pay her rates. And so keep that in mind as well, that when you come across your ideal clients, they too will be thrilled to pay your rates because you have exactly what they've been looking for. All right, so with that, star two to get your hand up, and let's go ahead and jump into some coaching questions here. All right, star two, seeing a couple hands come up. Even if you just want to hop on the call and say hi and introduce yourself if you're new to the community and practice being visible, this is your space, this is your time. Okay, let me hop over here to our webcast as well and just double check with our international ladies. And then let's get going. Okay, first up I've got, I believe this is Christine. Are you there, Christine?
I am. Yes, the webcast was giving me some trouble and kept kicking me off, so I jumped on my phone.
Oh, no. Well, I'd rather speak to you anyway, so this is perfect.
Perfect. Thank you.
How are you, lovely?
Yeah, so I'm well. Sounds like you're having a great time.
Yeah, no, it's fun to change scenery. It does a lot for my creativity, and I think for many of us, when we get to shift the things that we're normally around, shift the people we're normally around, see how everyone lives life differently, it just opens things up. So, and just to have the freedom to be able to play is nice.
Yes, yes, and that is very inspiring. So thank you for sharing that with all of us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, how can I be of service?
So what has really come up for me in the past week is this continued theme of the internal work being sort of the piece that's where I can grow.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished my previous group program last week. I just got back from Paris last night. So
awesome.
Different scenery and all of that. Very exciting, yes.
That sounds amazing. Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, part of that, this whole theme of just like my systems and structures are in place. It's time to really focus on the internal. It's time to focus on all of that, you know, my messaging. Like you and I spoke about last week, I re-listened to the call. It was very powerful. And so what I would love some support with is, you know, the whole idea of focusing on the internal does not come naturally to me, right? Like that's the reason I haven't been doing it. And so the, you know, I take a day, a full day off every week. I have a morning routine, mindset practice. So I'm looking for support with knowing I have this type A personality, knowing, you know, checking things off the list is where I'm most comfortable and what I've always been drawn to. How can I begin to transition, you know, in a way that feels powerful to really focusing on that internal work that seems to be missing?
Sure. You know, I definitely come from some of that space as well of having some type A personality, some perfectionist personality. And the reason that we're typically drawn to that is because it feels like we're in control then. You know, we can control this uh-huh. situation and then we feel safe. And one of the first things and that really brought me freedom is the realization that we're not really ever in control. And if we, and that might sound like a horror movie to you, but
no,
we can,
yeah.
Okay. It can bring up anxiety for many perfectionists. If we, I guess, what is your background in terms of, are you from a certain religious background? Do you consider yourself spiritual? Do you just like to check in with your inner guidance? Like, what do you use? What's your faith, I guess?
Yes. So I grew up Christian and
okay.
have, you know, done a lot of exploring over the past year. I feel like my faith has really been challenged and
okay.
also getting the having the whole idea of being out of control brought home in a huge way. Right.
Exactly. Yep.
So yeah, but the whole idea of, you know, a higher power of divine guidance, all of that is very important to me.
Okay. So that's something that's present in your life. Like, obviously, like you said, you've been challenged by it. And that may even be part of the piece right now where it's a little difficult to go inward because there may just still be some pain and some rawness in there that you don't really want to tap back into.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in that space that I have found the most power, the most freedom, the most vulnerability in my business. And every time that there's been this big influx of income that I feel really guided in my next steps is when I take the pressure off of myself to make something happen and I shift a little bit more to like, all right, angels or God or whoever would like to take this one on, like I need some support here. I'm turning it over to you.
because I really believe that if you can be strongly connected there, and I mean, it can literally be, you know, for anyone listening, if you're not from a religious background, I'm not really from a religious background at all, but I've always felt very strongly connected to source, divine guidance, whatever that is for each person, that if you can connect there, I honestly believe that even the systems and structures don't have to be in place. Like, you can get away with a lot if you will allow yourself to reconnect to that and leverage it. Like, I've had clients sell $10,000 coaching packages with no websites because they were so, like, passionate about, you know, connecting with their people. I would see them get in my Facebook group, offer free sessions. They just wanted to be of service. So the good thing is you've got all the pieces in place that are going to serve and support you. Now it is time to reconnect. So the first thing I would do is, with your morning practice, how do you feel about it? Like, do you enjoy it? Do you wake up excited to do it?
I do, yeah. I definitely notice it when I don't do it. Like, while I was traveling, you know, jet lag and whatnot and all of that, it kind of went out the window. And so as a result of that, it was like that whole idea of, oh, wherever you go, there you are. Like, I noticed all of that kind of the anxiety and those things that come up when I don't begin the day that way were present.
Okay. When you're doing your morning practice, so it feels pretty good to you. It doesn't feel like I'm supposed to do this. Check it off the list.
Right. It feels like I could spend more time doing it. I enjoy it.
Okay, awesome. And what does it consist of? What kind of practices are you doing?
So I always do a gratitude list. I do I do some reading of various, you know, inspirational stuff. Sometimes it's scripture, sometimes it's books, whatever, both. And often some meditation as well. And sometimes, depending on how I'm feeling, some journaling, some processing, you know, writing down whatever I feel inspired to maybe do that day or get out of my head or whatever.
Okay, great. Have you checked out the abundance meditation in the module?
Not yet. I was just looking at the module just before our call.
Okay, perfect. So you might consider implementing something like that, and then everything else. I love the gratitude piece. Definitely keep that because I don't mention that as much in the abundance manifestation or the abundance meditation. Keep your gratitude piece. But this piece can take the place of much of the other pieces. So, I mean, if you love your reading, definitely do that. You could listen to that when you're getting ready in the morning and that sort of thing. But this piece can take care of visualization, meditation, and releasing any negative beliefs and kind of delegating to higher power and receiving guidance. It kind of does all of that. And so I go through how I recommend it there. And just to make an adjustment, how I started doing it even just in the last week is I've switched to a 20-minute kind of meditation, visualization, releasing period. And so, you know, you can find the timing that fits for you. But what I do is I set my timer, and I have this actually amazing app that I love. Apparently, I'm the app freak because I keep giving you guys app recommendations. But it's called the Insight Timer. And I really enjoy it. And the cool thing is about it that helps you kind of stay motivated with the meditation is it tells you how many people are motivating or meditating with you at any given moment. So typically there's about 2,000 people that are meditating with me at the same time. Something about that feels like community and amazing and we're changing the world and it just feels good.
Mm.
But what I like about it is so I can set a 20-minute meditation timer. And then what I will do is after the first 5 minutes, it will do a little chime. And that's when I shift. So the first 5 minutes I'm using for releasing. Because let's be honest, anyone who sits down to meditate, those first 5 minutes usually are like, why is this so hard today? Why can't I focus? Why can't I relax? Like, it's usually kind of crazy making in our heads. And so use those first 5 minutes to acknowledge and release any fears that are coming up. Sometimes this is, you know, there's five of them. Sometimes if you haven't been meditating, there might be 20 of them there. And these could be things like, I'm afraid that my business isn't going to work. Okay, I see you. Thank you. I release you. And kind of take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid, why is no one signing up for my programs right now? Or what's going on with my email list? Or it's all this stuff that's running in our head all the time that we try to just keep pushing to the side and like mantraing over. like to actually give it a space for a second to be seen and acknowledge it and thank it because it's brought some sort of a lesson, even if it was a lesson in the past, and release it. And this is something that I do every day because every day, for whatever reason, I often wake up and have a little bit of anxiety. Like, it just kind of is, it happens to us. And we're like, come on, I was feeling so zen when I went to bed. Like, what happened? So that's the first 5 minutes. For the next 10 minutes, I just be quiet. I just be still. I try not to think about anything. I let thoughts move through. That's where I can then go into just that really still receiving space. And that's where you might get some great ideas, might get inspiration, but just kind of be still. And then for the final 5 minutes, I shift to a visualization. And the best way to visualize is to focus on emotions and feelings. So like seeing yourself feeling incredible, high-fiving, jumping up and down, celebrating. You can get more specific with it, like seeing the new client reach out, having an awesome sales conversation. She paid in full. This is so easy. You can just use that 5 minutes to like give yourself that really good feeling. And what this does is it allows you to acknowledge the fears that are coming up, because I always say they're like little kids pulling at your pant legs. Like, if you don't look at them, they're going to scream louder. So, like, give them the attention, acknowledge them, and release them. I'm not saying they're not going to be back tomorrow, but it will, or in an hour, but at least gives you some space. And you can use this as often as you need to release. Get quiet. Ask for guidance in that 10-minute period. You know, you can even ask a question at the beginning of that if you need to. And then get quiet and wait and open your hands and receive guidance and use the final 5 minutes to actually visualize. The other piece that's recommended in the module that you'll be able to read through there is at the end, once you've wrapped up, to actually do some journaling of the areas that you're working on. So you might write down, what's the number one thing I must do today? Get quiet, wait for guidance, and then write it down. What would you have me do about blank? So, like, if you're still like, what the heck is going on with my emails right now? I'm doing everything right. That might be what you write down. What would you have me do to be able to engage my audience even more? And then wait and get quiet. Because it sounds like it's those pieces of that guidance that's missing at this point. Everything else is set up and ready. And your entire business is going to be so much more joyful when you get to start the day knowing, okay, here's the one thing I must do today. Here's my recommendations on this one area that's annoying me. And you've, like, you know, connected with divine guidance, connected with your own inner brilliance and got the answers from that space after doing your clearing and your releasing, after doing your meditation, after doing your visualization. The answers you get then are going to be so much more powerful and they'll guide your entire day. If you do that every day, it is a game changer. Every day. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do it on the week.
Yep. Okay. I can do that.
What that does, like right now, do you expect good things to happen every day?
Sometimes, some days. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And especially if we have evidence of like, well, things don't always work out perfectly, that can be the software that's running underneath. Why would this work out? You know, I have evidence. Sometimes things don't work out. Here's six examples. It's just like what we talked about last week with that, oh, my gosh, what is it called? The focus wheel. It's shifting the direction of focusing on expecting things not to work and instead starting to expect things to work. Like, just because a client didn't reach out, you're not bummed at all because you expect any moment. Like, you know it's happening. There is no stopping you no matter what. And if you live in that space, there is no stopping you no matter what. And you're not lying to yourself because you're acknowledging the fears and the anxieties that are coming up, but you're choosing to reprogram your mind to expect miracles.
Yes.
That was a lot of info. Any questions with that piece?
No. I think that's my next step is to start this, and I'll probably do it later today. Why wait for tomorrow morning?
Totally. And, you know, it works well, especially for a type personalities and such, because you do get a little bit of structure with it. Like, okay, first 5 minutes, do this, and then break into this. And then start to see how you feel. If you want more time with it or you need to adjust things, that's totally fine. You might need more time the first couple times to go through the fears and concerns than 5 minutes. I typically don't recommend visualizing more than about 5 minutes or so. it's just not needed. You start to daydream after you do about 5 minutes. 3 to 5 minutes is plenty, usually, of visualizing. And then see how you feel like getting quiet and receiving guidance, because it's usually like that spot where in that 10 minutes of getting quiet and in that journaling afterwards, that's where guidance will come through. And that's usually the two chunks that we're missing. We never have a quiet enough space to receive.
Yeah, I could see that.
And then make your business decisions from that place.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions around it?
I don't think so.
Awesome. Well, raise your hand if you have anything else, but go implement that this week and check in the group, because I really think that that will be a game changer for you.
Amazing. Thank you, Jessica.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, I'll mute your line here. Okay, let me see who is next. Okay, next up, I've got a caller whose number is in 7481. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, this is Celia.
Hi, Celia. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. What can I help you with today?
Good. Well, I'm glad that you started off the call talking about delegation, because that's what I'm needing some coaching on today, is like working with VAs. So I had a VA that I've been working with since like the middle or end of September. So we worked together about 6 months. And I just ultimately decided that she wasn't a good fit for me. Some things there's actually a little trauma, because I had this 5-part email series that I had created, and it had taken me months to get to the point that I could create, and she actually deleted the whole automation.
Oh, Lord.
I know. Oh, no. And so I ended up, I continue to work with her, and I worked through, I mean, it brought up so much anger and frustration. I was just shocked how mad I was. But then I just started to see that there was this inefficiency that was happening in our work. Like, I would give her an assignment, and then she would come back and, like, tell me all these things that I needed to do. And I just ultimately realized that it wasn't a good fit, and I asked her if we could work on demand, that I wanted to go in more of an on-demand direction. And then ultimately she came back and said no, she didn't want to work for my brand at all anymore. And it was better that way, because like we had an agreement on my colors, and then like she would go and create all these things for my website, and then I have like 15 different colors going on that aren't my brand.
Got
you
it.
Know what I'm saying? So we're done now. She finished all the loose work and everything, but I'm in this place now that I want to start really ramping up my automations and have somebody that. Like, I'm doing a webinar and, you know, or whatever I'm going to do, come and set up my automations. And I guess I just, like, one, I have a little bit of trauma. And number two, I think that I have fear around, like, being organized enough to really delegate those tasks.
For sure. This is such a big learning piece, I feel like, because – you know, I don't know if it's for everyone or if it's mainly for women, but I think as women, especially in society at this point, we're so used to taking on so many different roles, you know, mom, wife, daughter, business owner, employee. Like, we're used to running it all and running a little ragged with it. And so when it comes to starting to delegate, I did this like crazy in the beginning. It was like, oh, the idea of training someone to do something, like, that's going to take so much longer than just doing it myself. And so I'd wonder why I was exhausted. It's because I was doing everything myself. And it does take time to get organized. But the thing is that if you've got a great team or great team member, they should be helping to train you. They should be telling you what they need from you and by when. Like, my Infusionsoft ladies are, I got mad at them a little bit in the beginning because I was like, stop. Like, I felt so managed in some ways. But to be honest, I needed it. And now they finally got me up to the speed where I get things to them ahead of time. And I don't, you know, I am very much in flow and I love to work in that way. They're running a business. So they expect me to get things to them within 48 hours before it's supposed to go out and be done in a certain way. I had to be trained a little bit by my team to be good at delegating. So it's okay. Don't be uncomfortable if you're like, I don't even know where to start with this. the first thing I would do is get clear on which tasks do you want to delegate right away. And you most likely are going to need more than one team member. Like, you might be able to find a great business manager that can take care of a lot of things. But to be honest, I have an Infusionsoft team. They're the ones that do, they help me set up my sequences, launches, connect everything to my ads. They help even with my membership page so that everyone, like when you signed up for the program, you automatically got a welcome email that's got your unique code in it. They're doing all of that information. Whereas I also have a VA team. They're the ones who are, let's see, they're monitoring my Facebook group to make sure everyone's being lovely and nice there. They will put together some sales page stuff sometimes. They're putting together some social media things for me that I can share on Instagram or on Facebook. I also have a Facebook ads person that's running that side of it. Let's see if I have anyone else. I have someone right now that's a brand expert and great at building websites and sales pages who's building the new Freedom Society program page. I'm loving her work, and I think she'll probably end up doing my entire website. So it's not like – and then I have my husband who does everything else. And an accountant and an attorney. Like, don't expect to hire one person and they will do it all for you. That's the piece okay. I feel like is often the pitfall. It's like, we're going to find this one magical person and they're going to be just everything. The main person that might be able to do that is a good business manager, but even them, they're still going to probably have you hire like a Facebook ads expert, maybe an Infusionsoft or AWeber expert. What systems are you using right now for your email? Remind me.
I'm using ActiveCampaign.
ActiveCampaign, okay. So what you might, and I'm not super familiar with that, so what you may need to do is if you're really wanting to focus on like creating evergreen products or putting e-courses out there and having this lovely sequence where people come in like through your ads and then they maybe get like a trip line, like a lower price offering, and then they get put into your regular newsletter. If you're wanting to set something up like that, then I would look for someone who is either a sales funnel expert who can give you the guidance and then you actually set it up in ActiveCampaign and or an ActiveCampaign expert who ideally can do both sides of it. So, for instance, like with my Infusionsoft ladies, they're kind of there as much as I need them or they will just implement the emails if that's all I need them to do. So, with this upcoming shift that we're making to my ads, since it's not going to be funneling people into Freedom School anymore, we're going to be kind of making this more of an evergreen program here. They wanted me to put together more of a nurture sequence for the people coming in for my ads. I didn't totally know how to do that because I've never had ran a big evergreen program before. So they were willing to do it for me. So they've written out about 2 weeks worth of what the emails would look like, their recommendations of what to put in each one. I'll go write the copy, and then they'll actually set it up. Like, that's a great okay. email launch sequence sales funnel person.
Yeah.
Great team members don't make you know how to do everything. They bring their brilliance in, and then they extract your brilliance and add it to the mix. Like, that's what your people should be doing. My sales page person right now, I'll be honest, she's the first person I've ever worked with in this way. I've done pretty much all my pages in the past. She pretty much, last minute, my VA team wasn't coming through the way I needed them to and as quickly as I needed them to. I came across her as an old colleague and told her what I needed, and she's like, yep, I got you. She was, like, been putting it together over the weekend, ready for me to review it today, and she's built all of the graphics and just made it gorgeous. That's what I want a team member, someone that I can give the guidance to, I can share the vision. I had a Pinterest board ready for the branding, and she can take that and now go do all the coding and make it effective.
Okay.
Rather than making it more work for me, she took a ton off my plate.
Right, right. And that's what I want, too, because I feel like last week on the call, I think it was Coach's Boost or one of the calls where you mm-hmm. said, like, I want to be writing and coaching, and, like, those are my gifts.
Yeah, period.
That's kind of where I am. It's like, and my last coach was really all about automating. So, like, now I'm setting up, like, membership, like, modules for my private clients, and I want to do mm-hmm. email sequences. And so I'm writing, but then I'm just kind of overwhelmed with the process of the whole VA thing. And, like, I've had one consult with somebody who wasn't a good fit. I've got another one. But now I'm looking into the route of I'm reading that Tim Ferriss's The 4-Hour Work Week.
Mm-hmm.
And so he talks about, like, the Upwork, whatever it used to be called something else. But I found, like, four or five VAs that are all kind of in that area that you're talking about, that they have the specialties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this gives me some clarity to reach out to them and talk about my needs and my budget, because I really want to go with the on-demand work, like let's sure. do this project, rather than having like a monthly, like, you know, kind of thing. Because I've had that, and I feel like that was a big part of the pressure, was feeling like I needed to have work for her to do.
Mm. So. Yeah, honestly, all of my contracts at this point with team members are more on demand than, I don't say they're not ongoing, but, you know, there's sometimes where I need a lot of hours for my VAs. There's sometimes where I don't need very many. We just signed up for a recurring package with my VAs, but it's for a very small amount, like a couple hours a week. So it's something that I know that we'll easily use. Mm-hmm. But in general, it just varies so much. Like if I'm going through a launch, I need my Infusionsoft ladies a ton. If we're not launching, I'm doing a much smaller package. So I guess they all are recurring in some ways, but they're not big packages. Like, and okay. the hours usually roll over or something. So there's nothing wrong if you want to just have someone, you know, for a certain, what I did in the past until like literally 2 weeks ago with my VAs was I bought about 10 hours at a time. We may end up just okay. reverting back to that. And then I had 6 weeks to use those. And sometimes we'd fly through them in a week, and sometimes I'd take the full 6 weeks.
All right.
So I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that. And what it allow you to do is maybe connect with a couple people, interview a couple people, see who's really a great fit. And as your business grows, they probably will become someone that's more, I don't want to say full-time, but, you know, you might have them on 10 hours a week. If they're, like, a great mm-hmm. fit, and they actually do become a team member. Because I love that as well. I mean, if you can – I've been through a lot of different VAs, to be totally honest, because I know what I'm looking for. And not a lot, but several different VAs. I know what I'm looking for. They all came with great recommendations and referrals from colleagues. We weren't all a good fit for what I'm looking for. And so there's nothing wrong with, you know, try some people out. See if you enjoy connecting with them. Ask them what their forte is. Ask them how they can make your business better and where they really excel. Are they great at social media? Are they great at automation? Rather than them trying to fit into what you're looking for, ask them what they're good at.
Okay.
And then utilize those skills. And like I said, don't try to make one person be everything. You typically will have a couple different people. Maybe someone overseeing and managing, someone actually running ads, someone that's doing the automation.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was saying too, is like getting, you know, somebody that's really good at design and mm-hmm. somebody that's good with WordPress and somebody that's good with automation and ads. So I was saying that I was going to have multiple people.
Yeah. Absolutely. You don't want your web design person also setting up your launch sequences. Like, there's just a very small chance that anyone's going to be really good at both of those.
Right. And that's what happened with the last girl.
Yeah.
Is that's how, yeah, she was setting up my launches and then tweaking my site. And I knew that it was time to, like, when she was doing things for the second and third time on my site, like, oh, now I'm going to change your header again. And it wasn't even what I wanted. I was like, okay, now we have to wrap this up.
Yes. Also, don't work with anyone who's just like, I'm just going to make your business better so you don't even think about it. I'll just work on things on the side. Like, no, there's always very specific tasks that are going on, and using something like Basecamp is a great way to keep it really organized so that I see these specific, I mean, and that's just my style anyways. I'm very streamlined and specific. What's the one thing that we're working on right now? Like, there might be six of them, but I know the priority. Like, this is the most important thing at this exact moment, so everyone focus your attention here. And then there's no, like, confusing emails going on if we're all in Basecamp. I can see what people are doing. I can see comments, and then we check it off when it's done, and then we go to the next one. So it just keeps it really organized. I'm not a fan of ongoing running emails, because those just get lost, especially the way Gmail is set up at this point. Like, oftentimes you can't even find the last one. They just get a little confusing. So something like Basecamp can be really great to keep things organized.
Okay.
Because it allows you to choose by task or by project. You can assign it to specific people. You give them a specific due date. It keeps everyone really accountable. And then you tell your team members, if it's not on this list, do not do it. There is no,
okay.
Hey, my friend, do my header for the sixth time this week because you need to use your hours. If you're not doing these two things, we don't need to just be filling time. And then that is your job then, like you said, to be a very organized leader of what are the most important things that you need to get done in your business right now and why? What outcome do you desire or expect that that will bring for you? And that keeps everyone
right.
really focused on the money-making activities for a specific goal rather than busy work, which I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, not at all. When, like, I set up all this, I set up 6 months of content for my Facebook group, and I was, like, I was supposed to be meeting with this VA last week, I thought, and I mix up the date. And so Friday or Sunday night, I'm going on and I'm setting up all of the stuff. And I'm like, this, I don't want to be doing this. Like, I made the content. Yeah. And so I set up a month of stuff, but like, that's one thing I'm ready to hand over. Like, please.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, then it's just knowing, I mean, here's the thing that I've noticed. So like with our VA team, they've been putting together social media posts for me. But I'm very picky about it because I don't want it to not sound like me. So I give them, like, here's my content. Here's a bunch of pictures I've set aside, like, match them up kind of thing. So it's always still my words. But there's a big difference between someone who's available to create that for you and post it for you and someone who's specifically helping you grow your social media community. So know what you're going for. Like, are you just wanting to get it off your plate so you have more time? Or, like, something we've realized recently is, like, I actually really would like to grow my Instagram following now. So the person who's doing that needs to be somewhat of an Instagram expert, not just someone who's doing it to save me some time. So always know what your goal is with it and then hire at the level of expertise that makes sense for it.
Okay.
So, like, are you trying to save time with social media or are you specifically wanting to grow your community? Because that person may charge a little bit more, but it's because you're going for a specific result.
Okay.
And
yeah,
the clearer
really
you
helpful.
Are on what you want to – good. Yeah, the clearer you are on what you want to create, smart team members are going to know exactly how they can support you, and they should be able to guide you with next steps. So as long as you're available every so often for them, you know, to delegate what you need done and to give them feedback, then that's perfect. You don't need to be overseeing them at all. They should be able to manage it. Let me
okay.
take that back. You don't need to not oversee them at all. You don't need to oversee them all the time.
Right.
That's the opposite of what we're trying to create.
Okay, that makes sense.
Are there questions around, or is there any pressing things that you feel need delegated right now that you're most looking for someone to support you?
Well, I would say the big thing is that I'm going to have my next webinar in May, and
mm-hmm.
so I've already got the lead page that I can copy, so I need the person that's going to set up my email sequence for that, my automation, and
okay.
connect the lead page to that, to the email automation.
Okay.
That's like
so
my
do
most
you, do you know the automation, or do you need them to know it? Like, are they just setting it up, or do they need to design the sequence as well?
They'll need to design the sequence.
Okay. Because that's going to be your next level person, really. Like a basic VA, check in on what their talents are, these people that you're interviewing, and let them know exactly what you need. Because a lot of VAs will say that they're great at maybe automation and setting up email sequences, but what they may mean is that they're great at implementing it for you, not in actually the design and creation of.
Okay.
To be really clear when you're interviewing someone, like, I don't think that my VAs would actually know how to set that up, nor would I love them, but nor would I trust them to do that. I would expect my Infusionsoft team to design that.
Okay.
So you may need an active campaign expert or an email sequence expert, but someone that's even more niched in who just designs these campaigns for you and can even give you an outline of, like, what each email should include, and then you go write the copy and they set it up for you. That sounds more like what you're needing right now. And then maybe, like,
yeah.
a basic VA on the side that can just help with some busy work.
Right. That's exactly what I need. Yep. So, like, because
yeah.
I don't want to pay somebody, like, $35 or $40 an hour to go on to Hootsuite, you know, if I can get somebody
mm-hmm.
to charge less. To do the busy work and then more of an expert to do the more higher functioning. So that makes
exactly.
so much
mm-hmm.
sense.
Yes. So, I mean, the big thing is don't hire one person, expect them to do everything, but really clear on where you need the most support. Sounds like email sequences. specifically for active campaign and to funnel clients and to do blank. Like, if you're really clear on that, then you can put a post out there and start interviewing for that and get, like you said, a VA who's charging 25 or something an hour who can just do some basic busy work.
Okay.
Those sound like the most important for you.
Yes.
And then, like, I mean, here's the thing. I don't keep a graphic design person on staff. Like, the lovely lady who's putting together my program page right now, she seems to be fantastic at it. I mean, I've been working with her for less than a week, but she's amazing. So in the future, I would just hire her per project. She knows my style now. She knows the colors we're going for. We've got Pinterest branding boards. Like, she can put it together, and it's not like I need new graphics made every day. To be totally honest, I love to make graphics here and there as well, so that is something I enjoy doing if I need a quick graphic. But, you know, if your VA, most likely your VA can hop onto Canva and make a graphic for you now and then if you need something, and then just hire an actual graphic design or web design person when you have those bigger projects.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. This has been so helpful, and it just gets the like it's instead of like one blob of VA, now I can think about those, you know, the hierarchy of what needs to be done and kind of have budget around that too.
Yeah. If that's your most, if like that's your main income generator and that's your main focus, like that's where you want to be investing at right now, versus, like you said, someone that you happen to have on your team that could make a graphic if you need it, like that's not really where your money should be going at the moment.
Right.
All right. Any other questions?
Thank you. No, that's all. Thank you so much.
Awesome. You're welcome. I'll mute your line here. All right, ladies, star two to get your hand up. I'm seeing a lot of you on here, but you're being very quiet. Otherwise, I'm going to hop over to our webcast and our email questions here. Let me see what's coming in. So star two, if you want to hop on the line, say hi, share your questions, get a little support. Otherwise, let me hop over to my email. We've got a couple coming in here. First one is from Deborah in the UK. She said she's hoping to hop on the call today, but she wasn't 100% sure if she could. So just in case, let's see. We've spoken before about how much I loved your 5 Days to Thrive audio opt-in, and recently I've been doing a lot of reading around the law of attraction and how thoughts become things. I'm following your advice and making sure that I get 3 emails out to my list every week, and I'm interested in creating a video or audio series around this topic. I thought that if I could release a new video or audio, I'm not decided yet, every Tuesday, and share it with my list so that they get to know me more. Please, can you give me your thoughts on this, whether this seems to be on brand to you, and any further tips, input that you may have? I know that this is totally unrelated to Instagram, but it does tie in with 90 Days to Jet Set Private Mentoring branding, and I'm going to start promoting this program in weekly solo mailers. Awesome, Deborah. So really great question. First things first, like, this is your business. So if you get drawn to, you know, I think we've talked about this a little bit. If you don't want to do all Instagram trainings all the time, that's fine. Just like I do not do all Facebook ad trainings all the time. It just happens to be one area that I've utilized a lot in my business and that really has helped me build my audience and connect with my ideal clients. So you can absolutely keep having your Instagram training out there. And you can absolutely keep sharing that. So I don't think there's anything wrong if you want to bring something in that's focused a little bit more on the mindset piece and the thoughts become things. What you, let me see here real quickly. I'm wondering if you're wanting to do, you could definitely create an opt-in offer around this. Like you said, either 3 emails that for new audios or 3 emails for videos. You also could just start doing weekly audios, like start your own radio show or start doing a weekly recording that you send out to your list, whether it's an audio or a video. You know, it could be something that goes out every Monday or Tuesday that allows your community to get to know you better. And it's a way to really nurture those leads and those connections that you've already built. See one other thing. The great thing about if you've built an opt-in around that is you could focus it a little bit more broadly on entrepreneurs in general, kind of your jet set brand about helping women travel and getting to, I mean, really have a freedom-based business. You love to travel. You have all your experience as a travel writer and be able to go to all these amazing places. that I know that you're really passionate about sharing this with your people as well. So one, I don't see anything wrong if you want to bring in more of the thoughts become things and the mindset work with your business. It's obviously a really important part and something that comes up a lot, and you've probably even seen in the coaching calls, is a question that comes up a lot. The thing is that you have to word it in your copy and in your marketing in a way that attracts your ideal clients, that's going to inspire them to sign up for the opt-in offer or to, you know, actually listen to it. Because what often happens with more mindset trainings is that they can be a little vague, or they can be a little too woo-woo and out there in terms of like, let me help you have a great mindset so you feel better and you're happy. Like, that sort of thing gets too vague, and it applies to so many people that, you know, the idea that if you market to everyone, you attract no one. I would really hone it in, something that aligns of like your three, the three must-have mindset tools to be a powerful jet set entrepreneur, or the three, the mindset clearing system, or the unique limiting belief clearing system that you use that allows you to travel and work with clients around the world. Like, don't specifically use those because they just kind of came off the top of my head. But if you can bring something with this mindset piece back in to connect to who your ideal client is, being a woman entrepreneur, loving to travel, loving the idea of jet setting. And one of the easiest ways to get to this point is when you say, you know, oh, I'd love to do a training on mindset and how thoughts become things. Take it to the next level. Use that phrase, so that my clients can feel clearer and more confident when they're creating packages and on sales conversations, so that my clients feel more joyful in their day-to-day lives while working on their business, so that they can manifest dream vacations, so that, like, take it to the next level so you really know why this mindset piece is specifically important to your people. And then above and beyond that, I don't see any reason you can't do it. I wouldn't say that your Instagram opt-in offer is done. I think that you could link it up as well as this new training you put together that's more focused on mindset. Both of those could be linked up to Facebook ads so that you can continue to leverage the trainings you've already created and bring new people onto your list. What I often see happen is if you're just trying to share in Facebook groups right now, which definitely is a system that works, but what happens is you see the same people over and over again, and so at some point you do have to create new opt-ins because they've seen that one. They've seen that one 16 times. They've either already signed up for it or they're just not interested in it. So then you do have to create new opt-in offers. If you can start leveraging paid advertising like Facebook ads and Instagram ads, using Instagram ads would be fantastic for your Instagram training. Even your Facebook ads would be great for that, and they actually go through a similar system. So you can run the same ad through Instagram and Facebook ads, just a side note. But if you do that, you're able to now reach millions of people with your content, so you don't have to keep creating opt-in offers. I mean, honestly, except for like the live calls that I do every so often, I've only had 3 opt-in offers in my entire business. The one that you're digging out of the past for me here, 5 Days to Thrive, was my first one. And it was 5 Days to Thrive in Your Life and Business. It was pretty vague, but it did work. It got me my first client, and it really connected to my people. My next one was How to Sell Premium Coaching. It's the guide that's in my current program. I just redid it and updated it and added in some more trainings. And then I did a Fast Track to Financial Freedom opt-in offer as well that had an ideal budget and a couple audios. And what I've done for my most recent one, it's not really brand new. I just have brought pieces of ones I've created in the past, threw together a couple new audio trainings, and now we're just reaching a bigger audience by using Facebook and Instagram ads. So that's what I would recommend for you, Deborah, is if you're attracted to this work, to the mindset work and thoughts become things, it definitely works for your community. I put together some sort of a training that you can start sharing. I would consider putting Facebook ads and Instagram ads behind both this training and your Instagram training. And I would consider, you know, if you're emailing 2 to 3 times a week, make one of those emails like your weekly audio training that you send out. It literally could be a 15-minute audio that supports your jet set entrepreneurs in creating the life and business they desire, whether that's mindset work or the top systems you're using at the moment or software or whatever that you think your people are interested in. They may even be interested in you doing like weekly travel features, showing them some of the top places that they can travel to and work and run their business from. So it's kind of a breakdown of several different things. Yes, it makes sense with your business, put together some paid advertising if you want to start leveraging the opt-in offers you've created so you don't have to just keep creating new ones and sharing them in a Facebook group. And number three, do create some way that you can consistently be sending out value and connecting with your audience on the topics they're specifically interested in. Awesome. I hope that helps you out there, Deborah. Really great question. Okay, let me hop back over to our live callers here. Let's see. Next up, I've got a cell phone whose number ends in 7272. What's your name? What's your question?
Hi, Jessica. It's Ashley Manhattan.
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Good. I missed the first part of the call, and so I didn't know, is module 2 out this week, or is it out next time?
It's not. Nope. Okay. You'll get a module every other week because
I don't
want to overwhelm you.
That's okay. I just like the busy work sometimes when I'm trying to quiet myself. It gives me something to do.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd ask.
The second week is for you to meditate. Week 1, implement week 2, meditate. You can follow that path.
Perfect. And so I feel kind of not overwhelmed or I don't know if the word, maybe it is overwhelmed or uninspired. This week I read these books and I was like all gung-ho, and then now I'm like building, you know, this photography package that's not just, you know, photography. It's kind of like this coaching thing, and I feel like maybe I'm just not, like, I'm not there yet. And, like, I, you know, from all the courses and classes that I've taken, you know, I know some things that have worked and things that I've tried, but do you have any other suggested resources or even classes that you could recommend that I read or take just to kind of, you know, like my initial idea, like for my small package is, you know, for that new person starting out or they've kind of started out and they're like, yeah, I want to, like, this is what I want to do. And so now I better get some good, you know, images going and make this happen. So it's like that $500 or $600 package where it's like a 30-day kind of initial marketing plan, like how to build up their network of people, work that, you know, 25 edited images that they can use in their emails and on all of their social media. And, but it's just like my 30-day plan. It is just 30 days and I feel good about that, but it's like this middle package, like the next level up, I don't really know what to put in it. And I'm not, you know, and I know where I want to go, but I'm not there yet either for like my ideal
client. I think that's the answer. What you just said, it's a great idea, and I think it's going to become your signature package. I just don't think you're there yet, so I don't think you need to be diving into – it'd be like me – okay, not this far out, but it'd be like me designing – actually, this is a perfect example. Me designing a Facebook ads training. Well, I know the basics, but, like, I even had a coaching call this morning with one of my clients, and she was asking me some of these questions, and I'm like, Marianne, I'm not your lady on this. Like, I'm happy to connect you with my person, and you guys can do a coaching session specifically on this. But of course I'm going to feel uncomfortable and overwhelmed if I'm supposed to teach this like big Facebook ads thing, because I know the basics. I know what the copy needs to look like. I know what converts. But when we actually dive into like setting it up and how big of a reach you need to be having and who you should target, like I'm not 100% on that, nor do I need to be right now. So what it sounds like is, you know, the package that you're creating for your newbies or even it's not just newbies. I mean, it's even people who've been in the business a while that mainly have been working on not online or they just haven't had a very coherent brand. I think that you know what to do with them. You can help them get clear on their unique branding, maybe get clear on, you know, do a branding board, you know, kind of a Pinterest board that you put together here in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Have them create something like that. Get clear on their colors. Their 30-day marketing plan is literally could be something like, all right, you need to be posting on social media 4 times a week. You choose the area that you love the most. Are you into Instagram? Are you into Pinterest? Like, they can kind of pick that piece, but you've got their images for them. You could even help them create some copy for that if it's still doable, but don't put the pressure on yourself. Just, you know, maybe if they already have a website, you could help them pull some quotes from that.
Well, I figured, I would include templates and, you know, like, I have, like, this list of, like, some basics to get going, and, again, it would help, like, people that – like you mentioned, like how people just want to update with new images every now and then because they're bored, and it would come with some really easy, already kind of, again, the templates that would make it easy for you. But then it's like, I know I'm not to the next level yet. Like, I can't picture it, but it's like, I need that picture thing in my head to start working towards. Like, that's just how, like, if I don't know what I'm working towards, I feel lost. And that's probably the best way to explain. It's like, I have this rough idea.
I have an idea.
I have an idea.
Let's go a little deeper with it. Because I think, you know, I feel like you're putting pressure. Let's go deeper with what your signature package would be. Because I feel like you're putting pressure on yourself to, like, know it right now and to make it this big, incredible thing. Or to be totally honest, like, if I were wanting to work with a branding and photography person, I would want them, like, we've done some of this work in the last couple weeks here just with getting the program page figured out and starting to look at creating a new website. I want someone who can help me get clear on my vision, because it's really clear in my mind, but to be able to speak it isn't always the easiest thing. So
right.
I needed to create a branding board first. I needed them to help me pull out, like, I was pretty clear on the main colors I wanted, the overall look and feel, but I didn't know what's possible. And so she started to pull out ideas for me. You know, maybe you could then give them suggestions on colors when they're going to go shopping. Like, they don't even have to have the stylist and the person who does the hair and the makeup. Like, if it's easier
right.
not to have all of that right now, then you can just keep it you and give them, before their photo shoot, send them, like, their branding board with their main colors and their, you know, maybe a couple images from the Pinterest board they put together, and have them go either buy or rent clothing that's similar to this color scheme that goes along with what they're wanting to do. Like, that would be one thing. And then for you to take these amazing pictures, and you could still give them, you know, even on, like, a signature $4,000 package, give them a bigger chunk of time with the photography. You could still give them a 30-day, you know, it may not even be a marketing plan. It may be more of like a, I was going to say more of a social media plan, but you could say a basic 30-day marketing plan. And you could say, here's the photos to use week one. You can put this in your social media and your email this week. Here's a you don't actually have to tell them how to grow their list. Like, that doesn't need to be your job unless you really want it to be.
Okay.
What do you actually really want to be doing with them versus, like, what you think you should do? I think that's where we need to get clear.
I really want I just to give them something to, like, you know, where it kind of just takes them to that next level, like, where, like, you know, a week retreat with me, like, and my team of people, because I know not to be the expert of everything, that's not, but where we sit down and we really, like, kind of, it's like a rebranding, but it's for, like, that
mm-hmm.
person that's already established. Like, that's my ideal client, is that person that's already established but hit a plateau or just can't seem to break whatever mental barriers or they've hit. And it's really just to, like, push them into that next level through, you know, and yeah, the clothes, you know, it's, again, it's all to feed those mental things that help us get through that part. And then look at what they're doing and what they're hiding from in their business. Like, this woman that I'm working now, like, she says that she's been in business for 20 years and she's hiding. She's working in her business all day, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
on, like, little stuff instead of, like, on her business. Like, how can I reach out and write, like, a personal note to somebody? Or, you know, like, all these things that she could have clients if she really wanted to, but why isn't she doing the work? And so, like, addressing those kinds of things or, like, losing touch, you know, with who your, what your initial, like, goals were to begin with, and, like, are you still on that path? Like, just to, like, sit down with somebody, like, and examine them and then create these images that's going to give them that new polished look and feel and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then it's just fun, too, to where they leave their recharge. It's like half coaching and half photography, and it's like...
Totally.
And so that's, like, I just don't know. And it's, like, part of me, like, every time I'm, like, okay, this, like, $500 package I think would get people in the door because I know it's a good deal. But then I want to just keep adding things, and pretty soon I'm, like, going up worth way more than $500. So, like, where do I draw
yeah.
those lines?
Well,
and,
maybe you just jump into the bigger package sooner. I mean, it sounds like you are interested in coaching. You just also happen to be interested in branding and photography. So, I mean, you could put something together that's even like a six-week coaching package that ends with a one-day intensive or has a one-day intensive somewhere in there where they meet with you for the entire – and maybe it could even be a one-day intensive with, like, the next morning as well or something where you they do the photo
okay.
shoot with you, like, in the morning of – or, like, the morning of could be, like, you have the stylist there. Honestly, I don't even know if I would be, like, have the stylist there. I would have the stylist do a coaching session with them ahead of time over Skype so they can get their clothing and everything figured out and be ready for the photo shoot.
Yeah.
And then have, like, the hair and makeup person there that'll get them pampered and ready to go in the morning. Do your photo shoot. And then maybe they have a break in the afternoon while you go to edit photos and stuff. They can go grab lunch and relax and everything. And
mm-hmm.
then you know, depending on how quickly you work or what you want to grab for them, maybe you go pick out their top 25 photos that afternoon, or maybe they go through them with you. And you guys together go through and pick out their top 25 based on their brand and how they want to be seen. And then the next morning, you'll edit them and send them over to them soon. So it ends up being kind of like a branding photography day. But it gives
yeah.
you extra time leading up to it for them to do some coaching with you, to connect with the stylist. So maybe they have three sessions leading up, two with you, one with the stylist, and then three sessions after their intensive that could be you know, going over their marketing plan moving forward, how to be more visible and feel more powerful with this new brand and kind of
uh-huh.
bringing it all together with their new brand. So it doesn't all have to be shoved into this, like, three-day thing,
right.
unless that's really how you want to work. But
it's not like my goal would be, like, to do it, like, you know, a week retreat and maybe have a few different women from, you know, different businesses. And so that way, like, you know, you all learn – get inspired and learn from one another, but then we have like these sessions where we do work and then independent sessions where we do work. And then, but it's still in like some really cool place. So they come back like relaxed and like
mm-hmm.
recharged and re-energized to go and like tackle your next thing. I don't know. Like I
that's
just
feel, I could see
what?
How you would feel overwhelmed. if that's your focus right now, if you're like, I'm going to put on this big retreat, I'm going to bring these women in, we're going to set up. Well, no wonder you're overwhelmed. Like, I haven't done live events for the first 2 years of my business. I'm really excited this year. I want to do one every month this year. Like, we're going to see where this goes. But because now is the time. Like, now I have the following. People are ready for it. They're hungry for it. Like, I don't have to look for people. That's why I feel like maybe – not that you can't even do them this year, but maybe starting with that is a little bit putting the cart in front of the horse. Like,
yeah.
let's go work with a couple of clients first. Let's sell a couple of $2,000 packages that are like six sessions and a photo shoot. They get to connect with your stylist as well. You're going to – I mean, that's beautiful and brilliant in and of itself, and that could be a $2,000 package.
Okay. And do you think that there's a demand for that? Do you think it's something people would be interested in? I mean –
I'll tell you what my husband told me. If you build it, they will come.
I know, and I say that too. And I'm just like going, I just, like I said, I was like all gung-ho, and then just something shifted, and I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
what am I doing?
It's going to keep happening to you. You're going to get a tinge of fear or a total freak out somewhat regularly, especially in the beginning. And if you will expect it and be okay with it, be like, oh, yeah, it's that again, time to go do a little mindset work and, you know, you've got to get yourself back into a place where you know no matter what, this is going to work. Anytime that you're available for, well, but will it, that's when you start to lose power and lose momentum.
So how do maybe that's my question. So how do I get back into the right mindset?
I think it takes a certain level of fierceness. Like, you really have to know why you're doing this, why this is important to you, because there are going to be moments where you're like, this is hard. Why isn't everyone just showing up on my doorstep in this moment? And not that these businesses need to be super hard, but there is some work and hustle involved.
It is work, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to happen. You know, what helps me get back up is I don't have another option. The only way that I get to live this lifestyle right now is if I take care of it. No one else is going to do it for me. I am a freedom girl, and I know that I don't get to travel. I don't get to choose what I do with my day. I don't get any of that if I don't make this work. So I am completely unavailable for any of this not to work for that chunk. And because I'm so passionate about, you know, exactly how you're feeling right now, you not feeling that way anymore. Because here very soon, you're going to see a shift. And you're going to have this like, oh, my gosh, it's working moment. And you're going to realize just how powerful you are. And you're going to spend less and less time being afraid and more time feeling really confident. And those moments is what I live for in this work. And so if you can really strongly connect to that why and to that level of fierceness, it may even be with your kids. Like, you know what, this is really important to me because this is an experience I want to create for my family. This is something I want to show my kids as possible. Like, whatever it is for you, you've got to dig into that. And then you've got to have these mindset tools in your back pocket and believe they work. Because we do that all the time. It's like, yeah, I guess I could go meditate, but come on, that stuff's not going to work. It does. And we have to consistently – I still am in a place of like, nah, I don't need to meditate. I need to market. No, I probably need to meditate.
So my thing, I think I've lost or haven't even maybe found, and maybe that's the problem, like my why. Like what things can I or exercises or things can I do to help explore and really just, cause, you know, like there's been like when I used to ultra run and like I knew why, like I just, there was, you know, there was no options. I got up at 4:30 and went and ran 20 miles before I even started my work day. And it was insane and crazy. I just did it because I knew I was going to cross that stupid finish line. And there was, you know, I was connected to my why, and I loved the stories I would share with people, like, out there for 18 hours a day or whatever it was. And but this now, like, I just – I haven't – like, it's just – I'm – you know, I'm not – I don't have anything to prove. I want to do this, but I still haven't really tapped into my why. So how – what tools can I do to explore and just work out my why?
Well, the fact that you have that level of fierceness that showed up in your life before is amazing. I mean, it's a great indicator. It means it's totally possible and there for you. A question I would have for you is there any piece of you that's playing it safe in terms of if you don't jump in 100,000% and say, I'm going to do this no matter what, then if it doesn't work, it's okay because I was never totally trying.
No, I'm in it. I am.
You're in it. Okay.
I'm in it. So that's why I'm like, going, no, this has to work. It's going to. I know it's going to. I'm in it. Like, I am constantly, I'm in it for sure.
Why does this have to work?
Because it does. I don't know why, because that's what I've decided. That's what I want.
It doesn't sound like your why for running was really any stronger than that. It was just pure determination. Because this is what I want, and it's really important to me. And come hell or high water, this is going to work. Like, that level of fierceness is what you have to connect to. And I can't – there's not, like, three questions I can ask you to get it to come forward. I would do is – there's a secret formula to connect to your why. I mean, there's some of those out there. But I honestly think what's going to be strongest for you is to look back. It takes some serious – fierceness and focus and determination for a woman to get up at 4:30 in the morning and run 20 miles. That, you know, to all of everyone else listening right now is like, are you insane?
I might have been. That's what I've lost there. Maybe I need
that insanity. Yeah, I mean, check back in. Like, what is it about? What was it? And it doesn't have to be like this one thing, but how can, even if you can start to visualize the feeling of determination of the woman that got up at that time and was that driven, and visualize that with your business. Visualize getting up in the morning and thinking about your photography business and your coaching business and the level of passion that you have for it and feeling so fierce and like, oh, this is going to be amazing and no one can stop me. You know, if you will start to bring in more of your story even, I'm the type of woman who gets up at 4:30 and runs 20 miles. You think I can't book a coaching client and help a woman rebrand her site? Are you kidding me? I've given birth to children. This is easy. Like, think of how powerful you are and really reclaim that. And then I wouldn't even so much ask, will this work? Like, yeah, you've got to ask and see if people are interested in it. I'm pretty much 100% confident that people are interested in a branding and coaching and marketing program that happens to include a photo shoot as well. So it doesn't hurt to go talk to your people. The more people you talk to, the more confident you'll feel about it. There is a demand for this sort of work. Like, it's not like you're asking me, I don't know, something random, selling salmon and what is the thing in Science of Getting Rich, having a salmon farm in Florida or selling artwork to Eskimos. Like, it's not something like that. You're pretty clear on your niche and what they need.
Yeah.
It's time for you to make the decision. And it's that moment that's at the beginning. And it sounds like you've started to.
I do. And it just feels disjointed. Like, it's like I'm missing part of it or something that's going to be like, yes, that's my niche. This is what I'm doing. Like, it's just not as clear as I thought it was now that I'm like trying to map out all the pieces. I'm like, I am missing some huge parts of this puzzle. And what can I read or what can I do?
I think that you're more so needing to have it perfect before you're allowed to start versus use what you have right now. Create a package that includes branding, photography, basic marketing, and styling.
Okay.
As you start to build this, you're going to learn new skills that you add in. Like, I didn't talk at all about Facebook ads or launch sequences or any of that when I started. I talked about mindset, and I talked about how to use Facebook groups, and I talked about how to create your packages. Like, those are probably the three things I knew in the beginning. I know so much more now, but I couldn't if I had waited, I would have never, you know, if I waited to start, I would have never learned these things.
Yeah. Okay.
So don't try to finish the puzzle right now. It actually will never be finished. It's not meant to be.
Okay.
Give yourself permission. Like, what is the, you know, even if you're like, I'm not excited about the $600 package at all. Let's look at a bigger package for you. Let's look at something even like a $1,500 package, 6 weeks, includes your photos, 30-day marketing and social media plan, help you with your branding and feeling confident being visible online. Like, it might be those pieces. It's 6 weeks. You get six sessions. One of them's with your stylist, plus they get a full-day intensive. Like, that is easily worth a minimum of $1,500. That might be your entry level.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, see, and that's what we want. Like, that sounds like fun. And then here in a month, you may have found this amazing new program that's so great with building your list, and then you want to share that. So you add that onto your training. And then you do, you know, you just keep adding on.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
It just feels like there's a lot of pressure for you to get it figured out.
That's the way I work. Just like the whole journey. It's like I just duct tape it together, and I'm like, okay, now, like, I have a meeting now, so now I only have 2 10-minute sections to run on my lunch break. Like, I'll go out and run. And it's like, that's just, you know, like, okay, like, now I need to figure out this. And so, like, okay,
Treat this exactly like running. Treat this exactly like you're running, because the fact that you were able to do that, that is a huge accomplishment. Like you said, oh, I wasn't able to get up and do my 20 miles this morning because I had something else going on, so I broke it up in this way over the day. These businesses are exactly the same. You're going to keep learning and streamlining and getting better at it and hiring experts and delegating, but be where you are right now, because where you are right now is going to have so much power in terms of helping your clients, because they felt frustrated. They felt overwhelmed. They felt like they don't know where to start. And if you've been there too, it will help.
Yeah. Okay.
And release any need to be perfect or be right or be good or be just have fun. Like, start putting it together. And if you follow, like, you know what? I hate the $600 package. I'm really excited about the six sessions with a intensive, then you focus 100% on that. You don't need to get your three perfect packages outlined. You find the one that you are obsessed with and you eat, breathe, talk, sleep it, get people on the phone with you. Like, you just embody that.
Okay. That sounds good. And then are you going to share with us, like, ever, maybe I missed it in one of your emails, like, I love reading about your adventures because I love traveling. That's part of why I used to run. And but, like, what it's like from, you know, like, my goal is I hope that in this time, like, I get to build it up and then afford one-to-one coaching, and, like, what it's like to be on that one-to-one coaching and what your intensives are all about. And again, that's like my goal on my on one of my boards. Sure. Like, I want that experience. Like, will you be sharing that, like, with us anytime? Like, whether it's through your emails or phone.
Make sure I'm clear. Are you specifically asking about, like, what an intensive looks like and what the breakdown of that looks like, or just
traveling? And just, like, I liked watching about, like, you know, your hotels that you stay at, but, like, what's it like, you know, like, what do you get excited, I guess, from your perspective, too, like, what, because I like reading about it. Like, I feel your energy when you're sharing these things and, you know, seeing your pretty pictures in Colorado. And I'm like, oh, look at those mountains. I'm going to run them. But, you know, like, I just want to hear, like, what that experience is like.
Well, and this is even really helpful for me, because I was actually considering sending out a survey soon, because I was putting together newsletters and such for this week. And I'm like, I know what my people, like, need support with and stuff, but I'd love to know what you guys want to hear more about, because it's really easy for me to talk about travel and what I actually put together a couple of videos recently that I'll be sending out soon that it's exactly what I look for, just to my entire list, what I look for when I go to hotels to be able to host intensives there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy to answer any of that and also to send out emails about it.
Yeah, send out emails. I mean, like, that's what I like to hear, is, like, watching, like, as you're growing to your successes, because I'm sure, like, you'll be leveling yourself up even more and more and more as we all do that same for ourselves. But I want to hear, like, you know, like, to have those goals. Like, I want to be able to do that one day. Like, I want to be able to experience what that, you know, level feels like, to make it to where I can afford that sort of a coaching experience. And then, like, you know, but then once, you know, by then you'll have leveled up, and then hopefully I'll be doing a similar type thing for my clients. But, like, you know, like, I, the way that, like, I've experienced it, like, is buying myself, you know, a portrait session that I've wanted, that I just to see what, you know, that $3,000 portrait session experience was like. Like, what it, what was it that made it so great? And it wasn't the pictures, it's the person and and that experience with them. So, like, and again, even from just your point of view, obviously, like, what makes you excited about doing them, and maybe, like, the changes that you see and the feedback that you get from those clients. I would love to hear those stories.
Definitely.
I like stories.
And, yeah, and any, I'll send more. I would love to talk more about that, because I'm much more interested in talking about that than the top three steps to make your landing page more effective in my newsletters. And so, like, I, yeah, any of those questions anytime, I'll definitely keep that in mind for what I'm just sending out in terms of general emails. And also, any questions you have on any of that, I'm always happy to talk about it. What I was sharing at the beginning of this call is that we are, I mean, I'm in Aspen right now. I'm sitting at a desk, but I have my feet up on a chair with my dog, and I'm literally watching people snowboard down the slopes. It was closed a couple days ago, but they're, I guess, doing some test runs on it. Like, it's gorgeous, and I wasn't supposed to be here. I was supposed to be here Sunday night and leave Monday, and I was like, you know, I don't want to. And the freedom that I get to stay here, and that it's like, and it wasn't overpriced, but it was still, you know, I think it ends up being $800 to stay here for the few nights, and that's an option now. That's like, oh, well, that's okay. I have it in the budget. I haven't traveled much this month, and I have a pretty substantial travel budget. And just getting to be in this space feels magical. And then we're heading off Thursday to Utah, and we're going backpacking in canyons through Monday, and then probably heading back to Denver. Like, it's so interesting. I think I'm so immersed in it at this point that I live it. And so I love to answer questions on this, and I have to remind myself sometimes, life wasn't always this way. Not very long ago, it wasn't this way. And that it's so possible and it's so available so quickly. And, you know, I'm even last night, I'm just getting really excited about where this program's going and becoming the Freedom Society. And I can't promise this yet, but I am considering, on top of the two-day events, doing basically monthly one-day events. Because I just travel all the time anyways, and if someone's in the area or wants to be in the area, I want to connect with you guys on a regular basis. I know I'm going to be in New York City next month. You're all welcome. We'll be announcing this soon. I'm hosting a cocktail party and networking event with two other pretty big coaches and entrepreneurs, which we'll be sharing soon. And I think I'm thinking about doing like a mastermind for the day for anyone who's already in this program. So I'll be in New York City around May 20th. I'm thinking about doing like Napa in June. We'll be doing Colorado here in August, possibly Hawaii in July, possibly Italy in September. So there's going to be more opportunities probably coming up. But any questions you ever have about the intensives, or about traveling, or about photo shoots, about all of this, that's why I'm here. You just ask me anytime. There's not a specific training that's going to totally break down. The last module for Freedom School does go through so module 8 does go through the basics of an intensive and the breakdown of it and kind of how to use the time. So there is some training coming on that. But, you know, that's a couple months out. So if you're interested in it sooner and you're putting together this package that includes an intensive, hop on. Let's outline your intensive. We can do that during any of the calls for sure.
Okay. Cool. Then you better just take lots of pictures and just keep sharing it with us.
Okay.
I want to go to canyons. I'm like, oh, I could just see like the morning light or like the stars at night, like from what I'm seeing. I'm like, you better be filming it or something. Do something awesome and post it.
Point. I will film some more videos here because I think I might start doing some Facebook Live stuff too. And here's the other piece you missed from the beginning of the call. I'm actually in my beautiful hotel right now overlooking the mountains. There was no electricity for the next hour and a half. And for this entire call, I've had no electricity because LeBron James is building a mansion literally next door. Like, I can see where they're
working.
I saw
that email.
Now.
I was just like.
He's just like, are you kidding me right now? So they have the electricity shut off on my entire block. And my niece, I highly recommend these. If you're going to be traveling a lot and doing coaching calls, we were able to use it in Mexico as well. We just added on like a Mexico package. So if you're traveling a lot, I have great Wi-Fi here right now. I'm able to host a group call. I have no electricity and no Wi-Fi except for what I brought with me. So it makes a huge difference, some of those tools, too.
See, and that's also what we get from the stories. It's like the little tidbits that we can pull about, you know, like, okay, things happen, and this is how you make it work. And This is what full success looks like. No power in that.
Exactly. And I said a little bit more in the beginning, if you want to hear more about, like, what the Methi and everything is, that, like, I could have freaked out. I mean, it actually made me laugh. We got a letter when the lady was cleaning our room that's like, by the way, there will be no electricity at 1 p.m. today. And I was like, that's exactly when my coaching call is. Like, are you kidding me right now? Like, but I didn't freak out because I had several other options. And, like, the more you do it, and life will never be perfect. It's never going to all the perfect line and everything. Like, but if you are in a space where things just don't trigger you anymore, it makes all the difference. It was really during my yoga training, I think, that I started shifting into that space, because there was this incredible teacher. She was much more an intuitive teacher than a yoga instructor. But she said one day, she's like, I don't do stress. And she was the type of woman who, when she spoke to you, like, you felt like she could see your soul. Like, she just had these piercing blue eyes. And it really spoke to me. Like, I don't do stress. Wait, that was an option? So it's something that I really try to live as much as possible for myself. Stress is not a required emotion or feeling. Like, okay, if I'm being chased by a lion, but that's one of the few times, and it's never happened to me. In general, stress is not needed. Like, why not approach the situation with some deep breaths and get really connected, and what's the best next step? Because we so often go into emergency mode as our first response.
Right.
And we don't need to.
All right, Jessica, thank you.
I'll go put on a little makeup, and I'll film some videos for Ashley, and we'll get those out here soon.
Yeah, I just want to go on your adventures with you. I keep, like, the summer, I'm like, going, okay, I have July, like, not scheduled. And I was like, I could just go to, like, all the big five, like, parks in Utah. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw your email, I was like, oh, damn it. Like, 6 months ago.
Yeah. Do it. I will be sending out, I think, a video coming out this week. Well, even the one that I sent out, my intro video for each training, those are going to be filmed. We'll probably do the next one in Utah into
very
this
cool.
week. So you'll automatically get some glimpses of locations, just because that's much more fun for me than filming in a studio.
Yeah, definitely more fun.
All right. Well, great
right,
question.
Thank you.
So welcome. I'll mute your line here. All right, ladies. I so appreciate connecting with you today and your really brilliant questions. I think you may have seen we are officially opening up Freedom Society tomorrow, so our group will be growing a little bit, so you'll have some more sisters to connect with here very soon. But I still love connecting with all of you and hearing your questions and being able to support you in these next steps. So jump over into the Facebook group, and you can share your top takeaways. Of course, any other questions, that's a great place to get support as well, and I will see you soon for our next call. Have a beautiful day, ladies, to Living Free. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.